Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everyone, welcome to your Friday edition, Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. I'm Dan Bach, DB730, and show's brought to you today, as always, by our friends at Fantasy Draft. And make sure you hit them up this weekend. Enjoyed our conversation with the Carolina Millions qualifier last week, and hopefully it's yours truly this next week. But if not, it could be you, so definitely check out that live final qualifier. And of course, rake-free head-to-head games. They've got global edit features. And lots of ways to make it much easier for you to be playing on their site this season. Tonight, a good night to maybe square off in some satellites to get tickets into those Carolina Million. I think it's a 111 buy-in this week. So I really appreciate their sponsorship of the show. Allows us to bring you free content here on Roto Grinders, and you know, great things happening over at Fantasy Draft. So check them out here today. As for this podcast, you know, there's NFL content all over the place here on our daily fantasy football feed. So I'm gonna kind of stick to baseball. Yesterday was a good day for the show, coming off a pretty bad day the day before. Fortunately, I didn't play. Like, nothing like seeing all the Yankees you tout up hit home runs and then you not have any because you said, I'll take the day off of baseball. But I think I'm going to jump back on. I think this is an intriguing Friday night slate for us and see if we can't boost the bankroll a little bit before another football Sunday coming up this weekend. So that's the plan for me. In terms of our scheduling here at Roto Grinders, we're loaded up with stuff. Remember, we've got baseball content. We got Draft Live this afternoon. We've got the three NFL shows tonight. You've got Swolecast. Make sure you watch that live, 7 to 10. And then we've got Expert Roundtable, JM and Levitan. And then lastly, the Sharp DFS analysis. That was a really popular show week one, so I'm expecting big things from them. And then tomorrow afternoon, you get the Siege and Alex Dunlap on our weekly roundup show, which is a lot of fun as well. And as always, SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio will be with you throughout the weekend as well, 9 to 10 on Saturday and Sunday. All right, let's get to baseball for today and see if we can't help you build some winning lineups. And we always start with pitching. Today's going to be no different. And we got Chris Sale on the mound against Tampa. It's a really desirable spot for him, a team that strikes out a lot. Just faced him this the other day and had, what, 8 Ks in that outing. Pretty solid favorites there at minus 187, but not the biggest favorites that we have on the slate. You know, interestingly enough, you've got Severino at a monster minus 252 favorite today against Baltimore. That one's a little surprising to me. Like, Baltimore's a way better offense than I think Tampa is right now. The second half of the season, they turned it around. Severino's been pitching really well. The problem is he's like 12K over there on DraftKings. That's just really, really pricey. But he should have a pretty good outing today. So, you know, I still think Sale is probably your guy today. I think I'm paying up for pitching. Sale will be on the list. I'm not against playing Severino, but I do think like that line is more baked in to the Yankee bats again, 5.68 implied run total. But again, you've got the Orioles at 3.32. That feels mighty, mighty low, especially for a team that has had some success against Luis Severino this year. Trumbo's got a couple of bombs. Machado, I think, has 3 in his career. So I think there's a little bit of risk in rolling him out there today. The other pitchers that I'm looking at, obviously, I like both those guys a good bit. Nice K upside on them. Alex Wood against the Nats. I was a little surprised he wasn't a bigger favorite than he is today with Edwin Jackson on the mound. Like, I feel the Dodgers should be able to score a ton of runs. And I know Wood, you know, he's kind of been all over the map here. His last couple of starts have not been particularly great. In fact, he's been under 20 DraftKings points in 5 of his last 6 starts. So that's probably going to make him a little bit tough to roster. You've got a Nats team that's been pretty good versus lefties so far this season. And again, I would have projected him at like minus 170 favorite with Edwin Jackson, because I think the Dodger bats are an amazing spot today. I think they're one of my favorite stacks on the board. So a little bit of concern there, but you like the salary at only 8K. But I actually think there's, you know, some underpriced guys, or one really underpriced guy we can look at, and certainly a few others that we can potentially play here. There might be some steam behind Trevor Bauer, but I'm not paying 9-2 for him. Not enough K upside. Obviously, the Indians winning in dramatic fashion again last night. 22 consecutive wins. Pretty amazing little streak that they're on right now. And I just don't feel like Bauer's where I want to go today. So I don't see him at 9-2 being viable for me. Where I'm looking here today is this Seattle-Houston game, where on DraftKings and Fantasy Draft, we get a really low-priced James Paxton here. Almost too low. Like, I can't quite figure it out. This guy has been really solid, you know, as of late. You know, he came back off of that disabled list in, I guess that was late July or mid-July. And, you know, his last start versus Anaheim, he gave you 16.65. But his logs before that were 24, 28, 37, 27, 26, 30. And it's not like he's facing an offense that can really hit right now. I mean, the Astros just cannot hit. And he's only 6,300. Like, I would have thought this guy was going to be 8,300. He feels like he's 2K off. Now, there's two sides to this. Like, he's too cheap for me. Like, he should be higher. That means we should usually play him. But then the flip side of it is, does the DraftKings algorithm know something that I don't here in this matchup versus Houston? I don't think I really want to go down that line, because I'm not seeing a huge Houston bump here. Like, they're minus 116 favorites at home. That's nothing. Like, for how prolific this offense has been, pretty good pitcher in Charlie Morton. So I think I'm on the James Paxton train here. You know, he's been steady. There's certainly, you know, the Astros don't strike out a ton like they used to, but there's still a few guys in that lineup that will swing and miss. And it's just, he allows you to get some big bats into your lineup today, which I think we want, because there's some really good hitting spots. So James Paxton, clearly on my radar today, I think is a excellent, excellent option. I will be rostering him. You know, Robbie Ray, this is like late season Robbie Ray here. I've seen this in the past with him, where he just gets, you know, untouchable, and 12, 14, and 10, and throwing a 9 before that. That's his last four games, his strikeout totals. Can he keep that going here in San Francisco? I would say, if I was going to bet the over-under on 10 strikeouts today, I would say the under against San Francisco. But I'd probably set that prop at like 8.5. Like, I think he can get 9 today against San Francisco, which is mighty fine. But at 12.5, you know, it's not a gimme price tag. If you have to choose between him and Sale, I'm picking Sale today. Could you play them both? I suppose you could. You wouldn't have a ton of bats, but I think we can discover some value for you potentially. So I'm all right with it. Like, I think the K upside is definitely, you know, GPP winning there with him. So I'll put him in my mix here today. So do I like him better than Severino at that same similar price point? You know, Vegas is telling me I shouldn't, because Severino is just such a monster favorite today. And his Ks have been pretty solid lately too. I think he's been double digits in 10, 9, 9, 8, 9, his last four starts. You know, part of me says it's Ray. The Vegas side of my brain is saying, come on, Dan, don't get cute with it. They're spelling out for you what's going to happen. I'm going to put them on equal footing, like, honestly. I still like Sale better than both of those guys, but I'll put them on equal footing. And I'm going to throw James Paxton as kind of my value arm out there. And not much else really standing out to me that I want to play. No Newcomb, Jose Urena, I'm going to pass on. Bartolo, J. Happ, no. Coors Field, easy pass. Bud Norris, Nick Martinez. Bunch of gas cans out there today. So, you know, one guy you could throw out there too, if we think Paxton's going to be chalked today, and I don't know that he will, but if he is, Mark Leiter Jr., I think, could be in play against Oakland here, especially if especially if Chris Davis is out. I know he was missed the game yesterday for paternity leave. So if he is still gone on paternity leave, that's one of their bigger bats that they have out there. And you know, what Leiter does is he gives up home runs. You know, when he gets in trouble, it seems to be the problem is he's giving up home runs. If you take away one of their biggest home run hitters, that should, I think, increase his chances of a good start because, you know, you look at his last six starts, he's had four of them go for over 20 DraftKings points, which we'll take at 6,400 all day long. The two games that he didn't, he went for -9 and -1. So, obviously, we're not playing him in cash games today, but in GPPs, I think that there's a pretty good chance that he's going to be under-owned and does have 20 fantasy point upside, as we've seen. So keep your eye on that lineup order there with Chris Davis. If he's out, I'm throwing Leiter Jr. as a potential option for you today on the value. So there you go. That's a quick rundown of what we got on starting pitching. Let's get to the bats here. And Coors Field is in play today. We got Clayton Richard pitching in Coors. And we've got Jonathan Lucroy at 3,400. Now, Jonathan Lucroy, he's not good anymore. Like, his best days certainly have passed him by. But he is still hitting in Coors Field. He's had fantasy points in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 consecutive games. And he's just moderately priced today at 3.4. So I'm fine with Jonathan Lucroy today if you want to go that route and get some cheap Coors exposure. Buster Posey is underpriced versus a lefty today. He's only 3-2 on DraftKings. Let's check the old BVP against Robbie Ray. See what we have here in real time. And Buster Posey, 3-for-12, 1 double, and 3 strikeouts, 3 walks. So nothing spectacular, nothing that's horrible. If you're not playing Robbie Ray, you're, you know, getting a guy who's usually just rakes versus left-handed pitching at a really low price. I mean, he's 407 weighted OBA this year, 209 ISO for his career. I'm pretty sure that's probably in line with where he's at. So I'm not against it. I'm not against Posey, especially with catcher eligibility here today on a day where there's not a ton of, you know, catchers that I'm loving today. And fact of the matter is, you know, we're paying up for pitching and we're not getting our boy Gary the Goat Sanchez likely into our lineups today. So just take note of that. Couple other guys to look at here today. If John Hicks is in the lineup today against Carson Fulmer, I don't mind it. I think that Detroit is a sneaky cheap stack that you can play today. We'll talk a good bit about them. There's some underpriced guys there, so you can really get those big pitchers and have a stack there with Detroit. And they're going against Fulmer, who's not been bad. He's not been gas can at all. But I don't think, you know, the White Sox aren't playing for anything, like, either is Detroit. It's not an impossibility we see something happen there. So I don't mind him a little bit if he cracks the lineup today. Robinson Chirinos, probably a GPP play because he hits so low in the order. Like, I don't love those guys for my cash games. But he's steady, man. He's got hits in 6 consecutive games. Bud Norris on the mound. Ugh. I mean, yeah, sign me up. I mean, That's a pretty sexy spot there for some Texas bats. So Chirinos, probably more reserved for GPP action. And if you want another potential cash play, if you really want to get up to the 12 and 13K pitchers, Miguel Montero against Bartolo Colon. If you've got a pulse versus Bartolo Colon, I'll take a shot on you. So assuming he cracks the lineup today, he's a guy that you could play at under 3K today against Bartolo Colon. Sign me up for that. There's going to be a big trend talking about guys against Bartolo Colon. We'll move on to first base, where I think Kendry Morales or Justin Smoke are fine. Smoke has really good BVP, but he's 4-7. Morales only 3,600 here today. So if you're stacking up, you might want to mix and match those guys. Unfortunately, can't play them both. Got to pick one. So I think they're both kind of cash game playable for us. Ian Desmond out there, outfield and first base eligible. DraftKings fantasy draft, too cheap at 3,600. Hasn't been great versus lefties, though, this season. 267 in the WOBA, an 095 ISO. So there's a little bit of risk in that one, and it's kind of baked in that salary. But again, if you want to stack up Coors, getting a piece of it under 4K, he's the way to do it. And then probably the two or the guy that I'm looking at most here for cash, and I'm hoping yesterday's game can translate to today, but Miguel Cabrera against Carson Fulmer at 3.3K. I know this has not been the Miggy that we've kind of known to love, winning the Triple Crown, this and that. But he did hit a homer yesterday, had two hits against the White Sox. I'm hoping he turns the corner here a little bit. That's just really cheap of a price tag to go with today. So I think he's interesting for a pay up in cash, if or a, I guess, a save in cash if you're paying up for starting pitching. A few other middle tier guys that I don't mind. Josh Bell against Homer Bailey. Today, 3,700 is his number. He's been pretty solid all year long for the Pirates. And, you know, it's been a little bit of a while since he's done something particularly great. But Homer Bailey's really, really bad, so I don't mind Pittsburgh bats at all. If you want to play Ryan Zimmerman today, you can easily throw him in there against Alex Wood, who has just been, you know, pretty dreadful over the last month or so. 3,900, so we get a little bit of a savings there on him. So he's a guy to look at today. Cody Bellinger, do we reserve him for our outfield? Do we play him at first, or do we fade him? Well, here's the problem. If you're playing like Ray and Severino, or Ray and Chris Sale, you're probably not getting a 5K Bellinger. But if you're going down to James Paxton, if you're using my boy Leiter Jr. today, Bellinger's in play. Like Edwin Jackson's, for me, is not a very good pitcher at all. He's been around the league a long time, and they're starting to catch back up to him. 9 earned runs given up in his last two innings, or last two starts. Always has that walks issue. So, yeah, like, I like him a lot here today. So, it's just a matter of whether or not you can fit him. Probably doesn't fit your cash game plays, but certainly a GPP option for us. And same with Joey Votto against Chad Kuhl. Just elite versus righties. 421 weighted OBA, 245 ISO. And then Joey Gallo against Bud Norris. Again, probably going to reserve him for GPP options, but wouldn't shock me one bit to see him take one deep. All right, let's keep rolling here over at second base. And Chris Taylor today against, again, I love the Dodgers. And he's just too cheap today at 3,700. Like, that is maybe one of the plug-and-play options for us today to get a leadoff hitter in that game at under 4K, who's good, you know, 373 weighted OBA versus righties, the splits matchup. So I really like him a good bit. In this matchup, Starlin Castro. See, I don't know much about Gabriel Ulloa for Baltimore, but I know the Yankees are expected to score a ton of runs, and Castro's a guy with a pretty good lineup order. Price is fair today, 3,200 over on DraftKings, 6,400 over on Fantasy Draft, and he hasn't had a bad year. Like, you know, he's kind of started. He went into a big slump there for a while, but starting to maybe break out of it. Two hits yesterday. Two days ago against Tampa. So I don't hate Starlin Castro today for the price tag that we've got on him. Let's see if anybody else is popping for me here. You know, Jeremy Jeffries. I don't know much about Jeremy Jeffries except that he's looks like a reliever going to get the start today. So it could be a messy situation there. D. Gordon, 3,900. He's fine again. Stolen base upside, you can get there. Price tag's nice, but you know Taylor's kind of the chalky guy I would much rather have than him today. And that's probably where I'm looking today. Probably just going to play Taylor. Maybe a little Rougned Odor against Bud Norris. Ugh, Bud Norris still in the league. Got to take advantage of that. Homer yesterday for my boy Odor. So see if we can get a hot stick from him. All right, moving on to third base, and here we can certainly be a pay-up spot for us. Josh Donaldson versus Bartolo. Yes, he is starting to get the numbers in line. 256 ISO this season versus righties. Going to see a ton of fastballs in this matchup. Love it. Arenado versus a lefty at home, about the easiest play you can have. Should probably get more looks for an MVP talk than he's going to, you know, deserve, then he's going to probably get here. You know, I'm sure Stanton's probably going to be maybe the favorite because of all the big home runs, but Arenado is just a freak, man. Does it on the field. You know, his numbers away from home are just fine so far this season. And now he's at home with a 544 weighted OBA and 435 ISO versus lefties. So, yes, 5,400. If you're punting on those pitchers, put them in your lineup, move on. Nick Castellanos, he's the other guy that I'm looking at for maybe some cash lineups here at 3,600, batting cleanup against Carson Fulmer. Just a nice price tag on him. He hasn't been great versus righties this season. 315 WOBA, 174 ISO. In fact, that's probably a little bit below average, but I like the salary. I like the lineup spot, especially if you know, we talked about Detroit being somewhat stackable. Well, there's an option for you to potentially get him into your lineups today. Mike Moustakas as well. I know that a lot of people aren't going to want to play KC against this red-hot Cleveland team. I get it. But Moose is underpriced. Again, versus righties, he's very solid so far this season. One of the higher weighted OBAs we have at this position when you look at sample size, 365. But the ISO is what's impressive, 276. So big power for him against righties this season. And, he and Anthony Rendon. Rendon's a little bit more expensive at 4.5, but another guy who's really crushing that handedness of pitcher so far this season. All right, let's move on to shortstop. Freddie Galvis gave us a home run yesterday. He's back again, batting second versus Daniel Megden at just 2.9K, so he'll probably be a little bit popular. I gave you some Marwin Gonzalez. He didn't disappoint yesterday. Now versus James Paxton, I probably am not going to go that far. Marwin's been much better versus righties than lefties so far this season. Correa is the one that's been better versus lefties, 428 weighted OBA, but he took another bagel last night. He's got to figure that swing out before the playoffs get here. Trevor Story against Clayton Richard. He's been awful versus lefties or versus righties, but versus lefties, he's been just fine. If he's batting cleanup at 4,200 in Coors Field, an implied run total of 6.7 for the Rocks today. You know, doesn't take a genius to tout Rockies at home against Clayton Richard. Corey Seager, you know, he's certainly, you know, a great hitter, I think. He's going to be a great hitter. Some of the power is, you know, kind of fallen out of favor with his bat. He hasn't hit a homer since August the 5th. And then, yeah, August the 5th is when he had his last home run. So it's been a while. Edwin Jackson seems like a good spot maybe to pick one up. But, the power upside just isn't there. I don't know if I probably wouldn't play him as a one-off. I mean, I'm not against it because 4,100 is a nice play, and I think Jackson's garbage. But I just like the upside just somewhat limited there with him, especially when you get Story for another 100 more than him. I think that's probably a little bit safer play to go with. Lindor, you know, against Jason Vargas. Vargas has been terrible lately. 5,600 is just a monster number to pay for him, but, you know, certainly could make value on that if he hits a home run here today. Not out of the realm of possibilities. Just doesn't fit super expensive pitching today. If you want to play Tribe and fade Chris Sale and some of the other big arms, go for it. But if those guys go off, you're going to be kind of in trouble more than likely. All right, move into outfield. And we got a 2.2 crapper here. Again, if you're playing Robbie Ray, you're probably not playing him. But Austin Slater, a couple of hits the other day, 2,200. Hey, again, 2,200 batting sixth. We've got him projected. He's going to get you some big arms if you want to go that route. I don't think we have to go that route, but if you want to, you can. Jose Bautista against Bartolo. Joey Bats, I believe his best days are behind him. But against Bartolo Colon, whose also best days are behind him, that should make it an even matchup for us today, right? That's what I'm thinking. I mean, he's 0 for his last 12 at the plate. But here you go, Joey. This is what you need to know. Fastball's coming. It's coming to you. Hit it a long way. Chris Taylor, if you're not playing him at second, throw him in the outfield just fine at 3,700 as well today. Andrew McCutchen against Homer Bailey. Yes, sign me up for some of these Pittsburgh bats. It's a really good ballpark upgrade for them going to Cincinnati. Homer Bailey's terrible. So, you know, I'm not in love with a lot of these guys for Pittsburgh. I mean, I think Polanco looks underpriced at 3,100 for us today. I don't know. Sean Rodriguez, I'm probably not playing him. But, Polanco and certainly McCutchen in this matchup, both these guys just way too cheap for us today that I can play them against Homer Bailey, who I don't think is very good. Let's see who else we got out there. There's not much else to really standing out on the cheaper side of things. Peralta leading off against Samardzija, probably not in that ballpark. Cole Calhoun, like him today, 3,500 against Nick Martinez. Nick Martinez stinks. I mean, if you want to play Mike Trout, you want to play Justin Upton, you want to play Cole Calhoun, go right ahead. Like, Nick Martinez could easily get bombed here. Small wind blowing out, 70 degrees, weather looks good, but you know he's given up four earned runs his last start, only pitched two innings, then gave up two earned runs in five, three earned runs in seven, five and four, seven in five, three and three. I'm not a fan of Nick Martinez at all. So Calhoun, though, looking for mid-tier guys, he is he's one that we can certainly play tonight. Yankees are fine, too. You know, Aaron Judge, he hit one yesterday. They usually kind of come in bunches for him. 5,400 is a big number for him. A team's kind of breaking out of the slump. Oh, he had two home runs. He must hit one after I fell asleep. 57 FanDuel points for Aaron Judge yesterday. Yikes, man. Big day for him. He's fine. Of course, he's fine. Just tough to get those 5K guys on a night like tonight. You can maybe get one of them. I think Bellinger's my guy. If I'm going to call a home run today, I kind of called a couple yesterday. Bellinger, I like him today against Edwin Jackson. Stacks-wise, let's quickly go through those. Yankees are fine, but I think Dodgers are going to be my number one stack for me today. I think the Tigers are intriguing when you factor in pitching and price. Those guys are cheap. You can get Castellanos. You can get Miguel Cabrera cheap. You can get Matuk pretty cheap. James McCann today at 27, you know, Jacoby Jones. So you can stack up Detroit and get two top flight pitchers on there. I think Pittsburgh, very interesting. We talked about Bell, McCutcheon, didn't even mention Marte. They don't have a guy in their lineup over 4K today against Homer Bailey. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. So definitely interested there. And then the Angels and Rockies. I mean, Rockies for sure. Doesn't take a genius to say that, but I think the Angels could put up big numbers. And Toronto, I mean, Richard Urena, another shortstop I didn't talk about, by the way. If he's leading off against Bartolo Colon, he's been a pretty solid little performer for us. So a nice price tag on him. It's only 6K on fantasy draft. So, again, that's a pretty stackable team there for Toronto. So I know it seems like I said a lot, but those are the teams I like today. I'm out of here. The weekend, it's there. It's in front of me. I'm excited for it. Got a lot of stuff to do, include building NFL lineups. And join us all weekend long for NFL content. Obviously, Sunday morning, get started at 10:30, take you up until 1 o'clock. And as always, thank you so much for listening and downloading. Find us on iTunes. Subscribe to all three of our podcasts. This one, the Morning Grind, and the Daily Fantasy Football Pod. And then while you're at it, be extra nice. Leave us a little 5-star review for all of them. Helps us out a good bit. I'll be back on XM later tonight. If you want to play against me in Draft Live, you can do that. Me and Beer are going to be drafting against you guys, the listener. We'll shoot out a link on social media. You jump in, and then it's mano y mano. Actually, it's probably 8-mans, but join us anyway. That's going to be happening tonight, 9 Eastern. Crane and STL 1 to 2 over there on the old satellite radio. Thanks for listening, everybody. Talk to you again on Monday. Good luck in all your contests. Win yourself $1 million, or maybe even just a Carolina Millions ticket to potentially win a piece of $1 million over on Fantasy Draft. Thanks again to them for their sponsorship. Talk to you next week. See you, everybody.